There you are, the beginning of Abraham's journey, the first one really to journey with God. Three things I want you to note about Abraham and his journey. The first is that God called Abraham. God gave him the journey. God called him and he answered. And that was, if you like, the time at which Abraham began a personal relationship with God. So the journey was the beginning of it all. It was that opportunity to go off and to be with God. It was a two-way talking and side-by-side walking with God. A personal relationship where God called to Abraham and Abraham answered. God said, I want you to go on this journey. I want you to trust me. Go to the land that I will show you. I'm with you. I will bless you. This is you and me together. Two-way talking, side-by-side walking. God called Abraham. But the second thing, did you note how old Abraham was in the story? He was 75 years old. 75 years young, it would seem, actually. It is never too young to set out on an adventure, on a journey. Olivia is just over 1 year. She's setting out on a journey. Some of our young people just finishing at school, maybe going to university, maybe going into a job, they're setting out on a journey. I'm about to retire, setting out on a new journey. Some of you, I don't know what is ahead, what adventures you have ahead of you, but you're setting out on a journey at this point. We have a family, the Watts family, who are about to go, some of them go to Mozambique. And for the whole family, whether they're going abroad or not, it's a new journey that they're going to have to walk with God. And you're never too young, never too old to start an adventure with God. Abraham was 75. When he set off on this new adventure, God had plenty for him and actually for many others through him. What adventure is God calling you to right at this moment? Are you up for it? Hope you are. So God called and Abraham was not too young to respond, not too old to respond. And thirdly, he responded with an incredible commitment. It was not just a case of, this is a holiday, I'm going off for a short while, but it was really up sticks and off. He took his wife, Sarah, he took his nephew, Lot, and it says he took all his possessions. He knew that this was a big change. This was not just a brief wandering off on a holiday to see something new and then come back to the way things were before, to the old ways. This was a new thing that he was doing with God. So he took his wife, his nephew, took all his possessions. It was a life change and he threw himself into it. I wonder if that rings bells for anybody. Whether right at the moment God is calling you to a life change. Things will never be the same afterwards, and you're not too old to do it. Maybe it's even trusting him for the very first time in a way that you never have before. You've heard it all before, but the Lord is saying, I want you to journey with me, hand in hand. I want to be your friend, your intimate, who will walk with you. Following the Lord will change your life. I found that back in 1973, before that journey that I showed you, and he's been changing my life ever since. Following the Lord will change your life. Abraham set off on his journey. He started in a place called Ur of the Chaldees, which is in what we call Iraq these days. Started off there. If you trace his journey, it's quite a roundabout journey. Went from there to Canaan, which is kind of Israelish now, Palestine. And then he went to a place called Moreh, and then to Bethel. And then he went off to Egypt. Went down to Egypt. We read that in chapter 12 and verse 10. And then after some time in Egypt, he came back up to the Negev desert. And then he went back to Bethel, and then he went to the mountains of Canaan. He actually didn't go down in the valley to the rotten old city of Sodom where Lot went. He avoided that. He stayed in the mountains this time and eventually went to Hebron. It was a very roundabout journey, but God guided him. What a journey. What an adventure. And all the time, God called and God led him and God guided him and protected him and showed him the way. And it seems to me that's what God wants to do for each and every one of us on our journeys. God started a personal relationship with Abraham, which showed also how he wanted to walk and to work intimately with all the people of God. Abraham was, if you like, a picture for all of us in the end. And what do we learn from this journey? And that's not just a journey, a physical journey, getting in the car or a plane and going somewhere. I mean, the journey of life. What do we learn? That it must be in God's hands. You know, on that journey all those years ago, if I had got on my motorbike and done what I wanted to do, if I'd thought, I'm the one that decides, I would have been in such a mess. But with God in control, the adventure was exciting, interesting, wonderful, life-changing. The journey has to be in God's hands. He calls, he shows the way, he opens up for us a living, loving relationship with him. So my question for each one here is your life, is your journey in God's hands? Because if not, today is the day to make sure that you put it there. Just as we put Olivia into God's hands and said, Lord, let her journey be one that you are ordering day in, day out, till she comes to really know you and love you and follow you. And the purpose of this journey, just to finish off here, God said to Abraham in verse 2 and 3 of that passage, I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So the whole purpose of journeying with God is these two things. Firstly, to be blessed by him. God says, I will bless you. And how might God bless you? Well, it might be that you're not sure of the way, and he gives you clear indications of where you should go, what you should do. Maybe it's just a sense of being loved, immensely loved, so you can face absolutely anything. Knowing his care, his protection, his guidance, knowing his salvation, perhaps his healing touch on your life. That would be a blessing, and God wants to bless you. And I would say afterwards, even while we're having refreshments, if you have sensed God wants to bless you and you're not sure how to receive it, come and ask, and someone will pray with you that God will bless you. But then the second reason, purpose, is that we might be a blessing for others. And how might that be? Well, that you might show the love of God to someone else, that you might care for other people, that you might show his kindness, his generosity, his hospitality, serving others because you know that God has loved you so much. It gives you a reason to reach out to others and to change the world in his name. To receive God's blessing and to be a blessing to others. That's what Abraham was promised, and that's what each of us is also promised. And one very last thing. Did you notice Abraham had this particular promise? All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. All peoples. You know, that did come true. That came true in Jesus. Jesus, who is ultimately of the family of Abraham. He's come through from Abraham's people. He is the one in whom the world has been completely blessed, every nation blessed, whether they know it or not. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the salvation of the world. Jesus is the hope of the nations. And all nations have been blessed because of the cross of Jesus, because he gave his life for each one of us, because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And so the whole world, all nations, have been blessed through Jesus. And that was the promise that came to Abraham, and it has been fulfilled, and it is daily fulfilled as people come to know him and to love him and to discover that he is walking with them through every part of life, through life's journey. That is something that is available to each and every one of us. Many of you know that, I know, but don't miss the opportunity to walk with him. And again, if today is a day when you hear that for the first time, then come and ask, and we can introduce you to Jesus. We need to finish with our final song. Let me just pray, and if the band would like to come up to be ready to play, we're going to sing a final song of trust in God. But let me pray. Lord, we thank you for the incredible blessing that you are. We thank you that you want each one of us to journey with you, and that you have many wonderful adventures set before us. I pray that we may open our hearts to you, that where we need your touch and your blessing, we'll be open enough to receive it, even today. And I pray, Lord, that you will take each one of us from here and make us a blessing to other people, so it doesn't just stop with us, but all your good things go on to be for the good of others. Help us not to be selfish and keep the blessing for ourselves, but to share it with others. Just as Jesus, you have shared your life with the world, for which we bless you and we thank you. Amen.